Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Time now for our daily tech and business report. And today we're joined by Bloomberg's Felix Gillette. For the first time, Netflix is releasing viewership data for programming on the streaming service. So, Felix, the company previously withheld the information on how many people watched each show. Do we know why Netflix has had a change of heart?
Well, it's been a gradual evolution until this point. In the last year or so, Netflix has been releasing, you know, top 10 shows in the U.S., top 10 shows internationally, top 10 shows in different languages. But this is a huge leap forward. This is an enormous amount of viewership data that they've released. And they've said that they're going to do this every 6 months moving forward. So I think there's a number of reasons for it. Yesterday on a phone call, Ted Sarandos, the CEO of Netflix, said that basically, you know, holding all this data privately and not sharing it with partners was creating mistrust among producers and show creators. And so they thought this was a better way of allowing everyone to know, like, is their show successful? Is it not successful? What are people watching? What do people want to watch?
Well, that makes sense. And of course, we had the Hollywood actor and writer's strike that was recently settled. And one of those issues that they were arguing about was about streaming services. And so do we think that those discussions may have affected Netflix's decision?
I think that's definitely part of the calculation. Basically, as part of those agreements, the streaming services said, yeah, you know what, we'll share the viewership data with the guilds. And so that's going to happen anyways. That was going to be private. And I think Netflix just said, you know what, while we're at it, we're just going to make all of this information publicly available. And it'll be interesting to see if the other streaming services feel pressure to follow suit.
So what has the data shown us about which shows were the most popular and which shows hardly anyone watched?
I think the biggest takeaway is that the investment in original movies and original series is really paying off for Netflix. More than 50% of all of the viewing during the six-month period came from originals. And I think if you're someone trying to sell a show, you're trying to sell a movie, you're a creator, you're a writer, you're an actor, that's a very good sign. It's not just the old library shows that are really attracting viewers. And I think the other thing that was really surprising about what they released yesterday was that 30% of the viewing on Netflix during the six-month window was for non-English shows. And so I think that's a real validation of Netflix's strategy in recent years of growing the brand internationally. And, you know, particularly in markets like South Korea, a lot of the shows have gone, have become internationally popular. And it's a real validation of that global strategy.
Real quickly, Felix, do we think that we're going to see fewer shows and series being released by Netflix? Because a lot of people complain that it's a lot of content, but not a lot of it's very good.
Yeah, everybody is tightening their belts in general coming out of these strikes. But I think Netflix, more so than any of its competitors, is in a position, you know, they're turning profits now on the streaming service. So they have a lot of money to invest. And I think there's nothing in the viewership data I saw yesterday that suggests they're going to really cut back on that in a significant way.
That's Bloomberg's Felix Gillette. You can hear our tech and business report weekdays at 12:30 on KCBS. And for more, tune into Bloomberg TV at 2 o'clock.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.